Blog Talk Radio.
Obviously, you're going to have to forgive us because this is our first attempt at putting music in the program. You can barely hear it in the background, and I do apologize, but you all know what the music is from. In my previous days, I was Pat. Or I should say, in my previous life, I was Pat. Land of Alandria, over to Fairhaven, and finally to Los Angeles. You are listening to Noriega.biz Radio, home of the basement dwellers. Welcome. I'm your host, Roger Noriega, and with me in studio is...
Shazam, how you doing, folks?
This is the Claw back in action.
And your Gmo.
Welcome, and thank you for everyone being with us. I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to those that are in the chat room that are joining us. Why don't you let us know very quickly and see if you hear us if you can hear us clearly on the program. We tried playing some music. Obviously, we didn't do a very good job, but let us know if you can hear me now. I want to give a shout-out to, of course, The Claw, GMO, Comfox, Luna S, A Number One Signposter. I know that one. Cookie Monster, Jennifer, how you doing? And Tropical Thunder. We want to thank everyone for joining us. Hopefully you can hear us. If you can, please let us know in the chat room if you can. And we're going to go ahead and continue with the program. We have lots planned for today, so we hope you enjoy our program. Let's go over some program notes, though. Our guest, the SEIU 721 e-board member, Harold Sturker, will not be with us tonight. There is a major scheduling conflict, and obviously we lost out on that one. Remind you that next week on 12/9 we'll have the cast and crew for Star Trek: The Romulan Wars with us. On 12/16 we'll have a financial planning and business advisor, Gus Nakul, with us. The Community Association of the Blind will be discussing guide dogs on the 23rd. And on December 30th, join us as we turn the reins over to our resident ranter, Bam, as we celebrate our final program of the year in 2008. The crew of the USS Lexington will be joining us on January 13th. And finally, Natalie Vartanian, a life coach, will be here to discuss a life-changing technique with us on the 20th of January. Remember, our sports program is on every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Our final show for the year will be on the 27th, and we'll recap the events of the entire year, best hits and worst hits of 2008. GMO Radio, who is our daughter station, I can't say sister station, is on at 12 noon Pacific time. We're working on 4 to 6 commercials to air at Noriega.biz and YouTube. If you are local to the Southern California area, please email us at mgr@noriega.biz if you guys are interested. And also some other bit of news, Gisette Noriega, otherwise known as GMO, is taking on the role of assistant producer here with Noriega Radio. And Steven Luna has joined the production as a production assistant and possible PR man with us. I want to go straight to some shout-outs for birthdays. On 12-4, Mark Andonagy is celebrating a big one. On 12-5, Bruce Buer. On 12-17, on 12-7, it's like everyone is celebrating one. Richard Santana, shout-out to you. Diana Hernandez, Rebecca Heredia, all of you on December 7th, the day we celebrate Pearl Harbor. I'm sorry, the day we remember Pearl Harbor. On 12-8, Irma Peniche will be celebrating her birthday, as is Melissa Ortega. And I forgot, on December 2nd, Britney Spears, that's today. You were born back in 1981, go figure. You're 27 years old now, Britney. Hey, just think, you might be maturing soon enough. We want to go ahead and give a thank you. Yeah, supposedly she actually is. Hopefully. We want to give a big thank you to the production crew and staff of Starship Excelsior, who was with us last week. We had a great time. Thank you, guys. And I think that's it for the production notes. We're going to get right into it. Here's the joke of the day. As you know, at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be taking jokes. So I hope you have some good ones, and you're going to beat this lame one because this is Roger's joke of the day.
That's why.
Yes, thanks, Shazam. I really appreciate that one. So here it is. I ran 3 miles today. Finally, I said, lady, take your purse. By Emo Phillips. Anyway, the daily word is, remember, when you call in, you have to use a word, and if you don't use it, you will hang up on you in the first 20 seconds. The word is tumid. It means swollen or enlarged. So there you go. If you call in, you got to use the word. As our History Daily Report is, on this day on December 2nd, back in 1823, the Monroe Doctrine was issued, where President James Monroe, you guessed it, decided to control all of the Americas and say, Europe, stay out of our business, or stay out of the business of America. In 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte crowned himself Emperor of the French. Knowing the history of them fighting battles, I don't know if that was such a good thing, Napoleon. In 1859, radical abolitionist John Brown was hanged for his attempt to incite a slave rebellion in Harper's Ferry, Virginia. And did you know what was one of the most important things that happened today? Did you know that on this day back in the 1980s, the Jarvik heart was first installed? And as a bit of trivia, does anyone know who the first patient was? I'm going to obviously tell you the creator of the Jarvik 7 was Dr. Jarvik, so we won't even go there. But if you can guess it, give us a call. And let's see. Now, as a bit of contemporary news, I want to give a shout-out to David Flores, a small forward who's playing on the freshman team over at Charter Oaks, and he plays for the Chargers. They played the Covina Colts yesterday, and he went on to score 4 points, had 4 steals, had 7 of 8 rebounds. I believe 7 before the 8 means offensive rebounds. So that is great. He had a good overall game. Doesn't matter. They won 38-28. Congratulations to Charter Oak Chargers, and congratulations to Daniel Flores. We're glad to have had the report. I'd like to pretend the coach gave it to me, but I'll accept the dad is giving me the one. We're going to go straight to some Star Trek news. As a matter of fact, Star Trek The Final Frontier has just reported that Safe Harbor is now online. Read it. The plot actually starts to move in this episode, so they say, and while it's not perfect, it does start to guide everything in the right direction. I want to remind you, the Star Trek The Final Frontier is now in their 6th year of production, and they are really, really writing some great stuff there. After Safe Harbor, coming up hopefully by the end of the year, will be Concourse. Also, another bit of news to the folks that are going to be joining us in January. USS Lexington. They just want to pretty much let us know that they made a mistake on Valentina Chekovich. Apparently, someone informed them that the name Chekovich is for a male. So they've gone into the history books, and they've changed the name of the character. Check out their website. Go through Noriega.biz, check the Star Trek page, and you'll find a link to USS Lexington. And in breaking news, or I'll get to that one next, SciFiPortal.com is reporting that they're going to have Jonathan Frakes, we all know he plays number one, will be on their show tomorrow. You can catch them at 10 o'clock Eastern time at blogtalkradio.com slash whatever, sci-fi radio. Check them out at sci-fi portal.com. And they're going to have Brent Spiner the week following thereafter. Sci-fi breaking news, they're reporting that apparently the Sci-Fi Channel has greenlit the program Caprica. As you all know, that's the predecessor to Battlestar Galactica. And a little bit of more contemporary news, sticking with Star Trek, William Shatner is now getting a new program called Raw Nerve on the Biography Channel. Apparently he's going to be interviewing some people. I guess that's where the raw nerve comes from. And he's going to be leaving the program that he plays the attorney, Danny Crane, on Channel 7, which I forget the name of the program right now, and I'm looking for it on my news here, and I just cannot find it. Oh, there it is. Boston Legal. There we are. On the Military Channel, premiering tonight at 9 p.m., which that means it was 6 p.m. our time, The Science of War. And the recap for Variety this week is probably not of interest because the wrong date is on there. Let's go for a little bit of new contemporary news. As you know, Venice faces its worst flooding in 20 years. And if you're interested, you can catch the AP article at USA Today. Apparently, they're under 3 feet of water. This $5 billion program that they're spending to control the water level has not taken place. And this is something that we're going to discuss a little bit later, and we're going to be asking you to take calls at that point. If you want to go ahead and give us a call now, you may do so. You all heard about the misdemeanor conviction in the MySpace case, and it's made news. I have the USA Today article right here, and I want to go and discuss that a little bit later. If you have any comments on that, by all means, give us a call, but that will be in the 9 o'clock hour.
I'm sorry, what was the misdemeanor charge?
I do not recall at this point what the misdemeanor charge is, but that's what she was nailed for, and I use that term loosely. I don't know if you've also heard that the FCC is to vote on free wireless broadband across the U.S., which Europe already has it, but hey, whatever. Video games top the gift list. Retail sales rise. Did you know that 9 out of 10 children ages 8 to 17 say they're asking for at least one game this year, up from 80% last year? According to a survey, as I mentioned, of course, 1,000 kids conducted by Weekly Reader, for Game Crazy, reported that. Apparently, video game sales remain on pace to surpass 2002's record-setting $17.9 billion, which broke 2006's record of $12.5 billion. Go figure. We have a lot that we're doing right here. So I'm almost done with my report. Bear with me, and we're going to get right into it. Did you know that this past Friday was the National Day of Listening? They're asking for families to record programs about their lives and their stories. It's some really good stuff. And you should check it out. I'm going to put the link up for this on the website tomorrow. It's not ready to go today. But apparently, for the Thanksgiving weekend, families were getting together, and this is a national project where everyone is trying to record histories of what our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents did in their lives. And I guess since I'm not a grandparent, I wouldn't qualify, but chances are it could happen within the next 30 years. And I'm looking over Gmo right now, and as far as I'm concerned, it's not going to happen in 50 years. But what do I know? But the point is that we're all recording about what our life was back then, which is obviously before today. Well, you heard it. Senator Hillary Clinton has been nominated, or her name has been put up for nomination for Secretary of State. Way to go, Hillary. You're now, I think, third or fourth in line of the presidency. You never know what can happen. But did you know of her replacement? They're looking to possibly put the ex-president William Jefferson Clinton as a senator. Wouldn't be the first time it happens. Second time a president goes in the Senate, but third time goes back into office.
I thought that Pelosi was third in line for president, her being the, Speaker of the House?
Yeah, no, she is.
Okay.
That is correct, and I do want to say something. First in line is the vice president.
Right.
Second in line is Pelosi.
Yes.
Third in line is the president pro tem of the Senate. And fourth in line is, if I'm not mistaken, Secretary of State.
Okay.
But, you know, if we have such a disaster that we get that far, I don't think it's going to matter to us who's going to be. Newsflash, Sachs B. Chambliss wins re-election the runoff. And for SCI News, chance of a lifetime. Be in Washington, D.C. when Barack Obama is sworn in as the 44th president. Check the link for this. All you got to do is collect some Coke boats. Yeah, that's going to be tough. I want to go and open it up now if anyone wants to give us a call. As a matter of fact, we do have someone online. If you have any jokes, by all means, let us know, because we're going to be taking calls at this moment. And then we're going to switch on over to the reports that Claw and Shazam may have, as well as GMO. So we're going to have a caller. And remember, everyone, our number is 914-338-0314. Send us an email at, you guessed it, radio@noriega.biz. That's just a little dot, not D-O-T. Biz. radio@noriega.biz. And we're taking our caller. And remember, there's a two-second delay, please. Caller, you are live on Noriega Radio. Go ahead.
Greetings. You are about to receive a call from the Los Angeles County Prison System. Would you like to accept the charges?
No. No, but I'll take the call.
Luna, pick up the phone. It is me. I only get one phone call. Luna.
Arnold,
good evening.
He got, how he got through, he pretended to not have an accent, and he tricked us again. What are you doing, Governor?
I am imprisoning you, fool. Let me talk to Roger. Oh, by the way, the word of the day. Roger, your ego is very tumid because of your radio show. Yeah, see, I am smart.
Well, the first person today to use the vocabulary, I'm surprised he was able to pronounce that.
Oh!
What
well,
are you
Governor,
saying, you idiot?
Governor, please, leave the epithets for another day. How may I help you, Governor? This is Roger Noriega.
It is horrible. I went to the White House. I was president. I saw some gentleman. He was dark. And I saw some other guy. He looked old. I told him to get off my lawn. They are not my gardeners. And I went, what are you doing here? This is governor's territory. They told me they were President Roger. It was horrible.
Then you woke up, right? Then you woke up?
No. They tased me. Then they took me to prison. I told them I was the presidentator. They said, no, you're the governator, you idiot. I said, what the heck? Oh, my goodness. But anyway, you are my buddies. I need money. Get me out of jail. This is horrible. You cannot drop the soap. You just drop it and drop it. Oh, my goodness. Don't ask me. It's
Governor,
oh, God, Bucci staring at me.
Okay,
help
you
me.
Know what, Governor? Why don't you go ahead and take care of Bubba over there? You know, you kept threatening me on
you
every
fool.
Program. And you know what, Governor? I'm really tired of it. And, you know, I pay my taxes. Yes, I know people around me are looking at me and do not believe that I do. But, yes, I do. I pay
help
taxes.
You fool.
And you know what, Governor?
I thought you were
friends. Governor, every time you threaten me, you are not my friend. So, like I said, turn around, make friends with Bubba.
I don't see your buddies. I make fun of you. I criticize you. And we are friends. I thought that was the meaning of friendship.
Obviously, this has been a one-way relationship, Governor.
Yes,
look, Governor, I don't know what time
it's
it
not
is.
The first time I've heard that.
But
yes.
Maybe.
Stop standing
maybe
at me, Butch. No, he's coming closer. Help me, Roger. Oh, God.
I'll help
no,
you,
do
Governor.
Not touch me.
I'll help you get it over quicker than you can think. Have a great day, Governor. Well, apparently we have a chat room question right here. So. Okay, no, the Governor can call back, but he has to try the collect call again. Apparently we have a chat room question. Okay, let me see if the Governor still is online. He just might be. Nope, he's not. Hey, Governor, why don't you ask Bubba once you get the business done and give us a call again?
Yeah,
we
we're about to go broke. At least that's what you said. So,
what? Ask the governor if he's going to lay off county employees like he said he would. You know what, Tropical Thunder? Guess what? He has no control over that. He only controls state workers. You stay away from county employees, pal. Besides, I offered you a job. And if you're bitter now, you know what? Go keep yourself preoccupied. All right, that was an unfair question. I don't know if GMO is ready to go with her report. We're going to go right on over to her right now as she is now live with us.
Thank you. For Disney Channel, a new episode of Sweet Life on Deck, London embarrassed her roommate, and will she get back to their relationship? Then in Star Wars Clone Wars, The Malevolence, a three-part episode, maybe the three first episodes, and then for all you people who, well, and no, Jaeger Up has already said it. I have my show every Saturdays at noon Pacific time. Yeah, let's go see it.
All right, appreciate that, GMO. Good job. I know I left some notes for Shazam right there, and maybe he's going to go over them, and maybe he's ready to talk about those things, but I'm going to leave it over to him. And now I'm going to throw out a lifeline and see if I have any of my co-hosts ready to go, and we'll see if they give me some love right now. Is Claw ready to go? I'm getting that Batman smile, but maybe not. Hey, we're having another caller right now, so let's go ahead and take this call. Remember, the two-second delay, you are now live on Noriega Radio. Go ahead, caller, and remember the word of the day.
Good evening, Kevin Bean.
Orange Chicken, welcome, sir. Mr. What is your honorific now, Orange Chicken?
I just want to let you fools know. I sit in governor mansion, nobody here. I wonder who Arnold is.
Your call is just impeccably timed, Orange Chicken.
By the way, Mr. Noriega, my wealth is very tumid. I seem to have $40 million. Hey, the Claw, how you feel? You still feel sick?
What happened? I didn't get that question.
I say, you still feel sick, the Claw? Maybe a little stomach ache?
Yeah, actually, I had that. I had that orange chicken that you delivered me, and it was giving me a really severe heartburn.
It's not heartburn. Burning. It's called monosodium monoglate, or whatever. MSG. I poison you. You know, pay me. I poison you.
I could also sue. You know, well.
But try suing. You'll not be able to afford a lawyer. You're too poor. I'm rich. I buy that Shapiro guy. He kicked OJ off once. I have him.
Okay.
I have him take everything you're worth. What is that? $5? See, that's why I know you pay me.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, dude. All right. Yeah. Okay, Orange Chicken, thank you. That's a great deal of hostility, but hey, it's all good. Do you want to share any love with us today right now?
Yeah, I want my money.
Oh, here we go again. You know what, Orange Chicken? You already delivered the food. You poisoned Claw. I didn't have him for a show. What's your problem, homie?
What do I need?
No,
pay
you
me for?
Not,
you know,
did not
your pets are no good
governor?
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Orange Chicken, why don't you get a hold of the governor and have him call us back? Is that cool? Why don't you do that right now?
Why do I care about him? I'm sitting in his bed looking at his wife. She's smiling at me. I ain't governor mansion.
Looking at his wife, you mean Skeletor?
Hey, Orange Chicken.
No, that is his boyfriend.
Orange Chicken, I didn't
I
realize that Chris Schreiber has gone on a diet.
Be Kennedy, they might be twice as rich as you. Oh, wait,
okay,
no,
look.
You're not millionaire. You're peso-aire. You have what, 1 million peso?
Okay, Orange Chicken, before you tune out the audience and get us in trouble, keep it cool. Get a hold of the governor, all right?
Okay, I do you one favor. I'll have him call you, tell you how his boyfriend is. I bet he loves that.
Did you hear about that? That the governor has a boyfriend?
Yeah, I'm listening right now. Poor fool.
Okay, Governor, you know what? I mean, sorry, Orange Chicken. Look, I think I have the governor on the line right now. So, Governor, you're online with us once again. How was Bubba, buddy?
Hello?
Governor?
I don't hear him. Where is he?
Yeah, okay, Orange Chicken. I don't know where he is. So, look, why don't you just go ahead and go and find the governor for us and get back to us. How's that?
Oh, okay. And then, Mr. Noriega, you're dead. You're dead, man.
What? Why?
You'll be threatened for like 3 weeks now.
Okay, Orange Chicken. Thank you very much for threatening me. Life is good. Goodbye. Okay, well, I see that I'm getting a lot of love here, and I want to welcome our in-studio guest who apparently got past security. You know, security here is worse. Well, anyway, now I'm getting looks by security. Hey, we have in-studio special, well, let's just say they're guests. It's Bam. Hey, what's up, everybody? And also, we have another guest with us.
Mike.
All right. So we are loaded. And I'm going to ask security, since they couldn't do a job of keeping them out, why don't you put the air conditioning on because it's getting hot in here? Maybe that won't stay out either. So we'll see. But she's just glaring at me with her arms folded. But anyway, we're looking to take some other calls if they're coming on in. And let's, oh, my goodness, we're going to have another call coming on in. So let's hear what it is. Maybe this will be the first joke. Remember, all of you who are listening, 914-338-0314. Email us at radio@noriega.biz. If you have any jokes, make sure they're good. Give us a call right now. Here we are going live. Remember, there's a two-second delay. You are live on Noriega Radio. Go ahead, caller.
You're gonna help me.
Who is that? Hello? Sorry, Gunnar. You on a cell phone? You're breaking up. Can't hear you.
Gone. We lost. Oh, well. Thank you. We have a chat room question, so let's go ahead and take that question right now. Which one is the chat room question? Oh, I don't see what the chat room question is. That was a previous question. It's a two-second delay on the phone call, sweetheart. Not a two-second delay on the chat questions. But it's okay. It's no problem. All right. You know what? As you all know, I announced it on the calendar. And so since Bam is here, he's going to hear it once again. On December 30th, we're going to have our year-end special on superheroes and comics, anime, and all that stuff. And Bam is going to be taking the reins. You all heard it before. You're hearing it again. And I think Bam is just in shock because I think he's dreaming because I'm basically turning the reins over to him for that day. That day and that day only. So we'll see what's going to happen. But I know it's going to be a good program because you know Bam is the expert on it. And I know that we're going to have a caller right now, so I'm going to quit paying homage to him in a moment. But I do want to say, I don't know if Bam was listening last week, but you have an admirer.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't actually.
You didn't hear the program?
You know what?
Oh, you're out of here, dude. Get out of here. Anyway, you're out of here. All right, anyway, just kidding. Really, you didn't hear about it?
I might have heard a little something. I wanted to just have it recap, though.
Please. Oh, hell no. It happened. That was good, Bam. It happened, but that's it. It's not. Hold on a minute, please. I'm now asking the production crew to turn the air on. I am not kidding. Turn the air on, or get out of the way so the fan can come in here. Either way, it's getting hot. I don't care.
Roger, do you see what production has in their hand right there? Do you see what they have in their hand? I'd watch what you're saying.
She has Christmas paper in her hand. What is that going to do? What's she going to do, wrap it up? Hey, oh, wrap it up. Ah. Okay, all right. Guest 6428, welcome. Obviously, Shazam, you're in the chat room. Tropic of Thunder, Cookie Monster, A Number One Signposter, Luna S, GMO, The Claw, and, oh, that's me. Anyway, so I'm in there too. So we have another caller. We're going to go to it right now. Let's see if we don't lose a call this time. Remember, two-second delay. You are live on Noriega Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Roger, help me. Help me, Roger.
You know what? I'm not listening, Governor, because you threatened me. Why don't you talk to Claw?
Claw, you are my friend.
Hi, Governor,
help
how are you
me.
Doing?
I need
okay,
your help.
What's up?
You were
what's
right.
Up?
You were right. I admit it.
I was right about what?
I am not. I cannot be president. Apparently, you guys are prejudiced against Austrians. I do not know why.
Well, you
I need
have to
help.
Be born in the United Governor. You have to be born in the United States to be president.
Why did nobody tell me this?
Dude, it's in the Constitution. Why don't you read it?
I cannot read. You know that. I can barely speak English. For goodness sakes, I call California, California. And you stop standing at me.
So I guess...
My goodness.
So the fact, okay, so the fact that you're illiterate is probably because of the fact that we're about to go broke. I mean, you can't
it
read the state budget... You can't
that
the
is
state
Gray
budget,
Davis's
so that's
fault.
The reason why we're going broke. What?
That is Gray Davis's fault. That was not my fault. Why do you blame me?
Well,
I balanced budget.
We're about to go into a $28 billion deficit by next year, so that's about $7 billion short of Gray Davis. So yeah,
maybe
you can
blame should stop smoking Cuban cigars.
I mean, well, you can stop. You can. You can
always
blame
that
Greg,
was me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Governor, excuse me. I noticed you said that was his fault, and Claw said that that figure is short of $7 billion. Governor, how tall are you? I found out you're 5'9". Did you know Gray Davis is taller than you?
You killed him, man. I'm 6'9".
Oh, that's right. See it again.
look, homie, I watch the movies and camera angles. I know all about camera angles. I should know because we're filming commercials now. Dude, you are 5'9". That means I am taller than you without shoes on, buddy.
You might be taller than me, but I am stronger.
Hey,
you could barely lift up a marshmallow. I could take you with one hand and crush you, fool.
Okay, Governor, I'm just curious. How tall is Bubba? And I said, watch the question. How tall is Bubba?
Bubba, get away from me.
You know what, Governor?
He's 6'11".
You know what? If this is a collect call, I'm not paying. Have a great day, Governor.
He's not paying. No.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye, Governor. Oh, my goodness. We're having so many problems now. Look, once again, please give us a call at 91-anyone but the Governor. Give us a call at 914-338-0314, and we'll be looking for it. Hey, Stavin, you out there? Colonel Lord Puffington, you out there? Orange Chicken? No, not Orange Chicken. Don't call us again. But anyway, you know what? I'm sure something's going to happen sometime soon, so we'll see what's going to happen. I'm going to switch this one over to John. Shazam!
Again.
That's okay.
The first time.
Oh, that was second, actually.
Never.
I can play back the recording.
Go.
Okay. This week and last Thursday, Smallville is rerunning and won't have a new episode till the 15th, so I have nothing new to say. January, sorry. Big Bang Theory, no new episode till next week. Also, I want to review Marvel vs. DC. I have the game, and it's really good.
Mortal Kombat
vs. DC, I'm sorry. For the Xbox 360.
You own that game. You don't even know the name of it? Quiet
Claw. I know. Simple human error, okay? All right. Yeah, anywho. Anyway. It really brings a lot of the old Mortal Kombat game, and then, you know, it's really good. You should try it. It's really well done. I also want to mention again, HeroClix is still looking to be picked up, and for those of you who play, please support it. There's SaveHeroClix.com website, and there's two companies looking to buy it, but it's not a definite yet. Also, Lakers still on a hot streak, doing well. And they did lose recently, but still they have an excellent record. And also I want to mention Dark Knight will be out on DVD December 9th. So be sure to check that out. And also I got some notes in the studio here. There's a new Star Trek. Well, not the trailer, but check that out. That looks interesting. But I was going to go over a new toy. It's called the USS Enterprise NCC-1701. As you know, that's the original Enterprise ship. It's being produced by Diamond Select and Art Asylum, and it's a 16-inch electronic starship. It retails MSRP $40. And this is the brief description. It says, the signature design of Star Trek, the original TV series, is the USS Enterprise, at the time a completely unusual spaceship design that incorporated a flying saucer connected to several cylinders. At the time the ship was designed, flying saucers were huge in the cultural mindset. And while this unusual design was a bit of a strange concept in 1966, it is now one of the archetypal symbols of space travel and the science fiction in general. And to think that its original design called for it to be upside down with the saucer section below the main hull. I have a review from this. Someone says, when it comes to bang for your buck, if you want a nice, clean, accurate model with some electronic features, this is your Enterprise to buy. So, and I have a picture of it right here. I'm looking at it. Looks good. So I understand. So we have a caller now. We're going to go right there to the lines. You're live on Noriega Radio.
Hello, my friends.
Yes.
Robin.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Noriega. How are you today?
This is Shazam. How you doing, sir? I'm good.
Hey, Shazam. How are you doing? I am sorry. I am very hot today. Oh, my goodness. I wanted to see if I could get any report after you guys are done.
Okay. Report on what?
Knock yourself out,
Simon. A report for one of my buddies who could not report because he's an idiot. I do not want to mention his name. I lose your beaner. It is an anime.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay. I know who that is. Go ahead.
Okay, there are two new anime series. Well, one is kind of older. It has been out for about 6 months. There is another one was just released on October 1st. The first one, which was released on October 1st of this year, was called Bonen no Zamdo. That's B-O-U-N-E-N. Second word is no, like, you know, like when a woman tells me no. N-O. Zamdo. X-A-M-D-O-U. And just a basic synopsis of the story is, it is about a gentleman named Ayuki in a land that is considered itself free. And this is like in a world where, or a universe where the world is in constant battle. The northern and southern governments keep on fighting for territory. There's a little island that Ayuki is on called Senten Island. And one day he boards a bus, and of course, like all Japanese animations, he is a high school student, about 16 years old. He boards a bus one day with his friends when a mysterious lady gets on the bus and blows herself up. Well, strangely enough, she blows herself up to inject him with some superpower serum. And at this time, he gains the ability to transform into a bonin, which is a godlike creature, as they describe it, that is used as...
Hello?
Oh, God, did we lose him again? All right.
Sir, are you there? I guess we lost him. We'll have to see if he calls back, possibly.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, Shazam's going to continue with this other part a little bit later. We're going to go over to Bam for a few minutes. He wants to talk about HeroClix, I believe. So he's going to tell us something. You all know that we reported something on it the last 2 weeks. And I don't know, Bam hopefully has a report for us. So why don't you come on over here, Bam?
All right. Hey, everybody, what's up? This is Bam, and I'm bringing you some information about the greatest board game ever, HeroClix. What we got going on this weekend is... a Save HeroClix event. They're going to be going to all the retailers and providing a raffle nationwide for this event. Basically, if you go and show up and show your support for HeroClix, the people that own it currently will be able to gauge the response to it and be willing to set a price for the people that want to go and purchase it. And so they're really looking for all gamers out there to go out and, you know, support the cause. And on another note, I was able to go and play Mortal Kombat versus DC at Shazam's house, and that was awesome. I learned how to play Superman. I was going and throwing the bad guys up in the air and, like, slamming them down on the ground, running through walls, knocking people off ledges, punching them out. It was really a great game. You guys got to go and play. It makes just a whole lot of sense if you're going to go and buy a PS3 or an Xbox to get that game. Too much fun. You know, The Dark Knight, I have to say, that's probably the greatest movie of the year. Heath Ledger's performance was just out of control.
Yeah.
The disappearing pencil trick, I've wanted to do that to some people lately, but, you know, it's... It really was just the ultimate in comic book fare. I got to give them maximum props. Christian Bale held it together. I really enjoyed that. You know, that's a big spoiler right here, but you know,
Hey, be careful of the spoilers.
Everyone, put your something over your ears. Cover. Here comes the spoiler.
All right. You know, the parts where you know, Bruce Wayne has to go jumping from the building to the other building, flying through, beating up 20 guys, finding the guy he has to kidnap to take back to Gotham to face justice, and then getting a ride off of a C-130 was just, you know, it was insane. It was awesome. And you guys need to go and see that. Fortunately, they're going to be representing it at the IMAX screen, so you got to go and check it out over there in January, because they're going to make a run for the Oscars. And I just got news. We have a caller. This is Bam, Noriega Radio. And caller, let's hear you.
Hello, my friends. I am sorry. My connection in Mumbai is apparently not that stable.
Oh,
Okay.
Your connection is not that good. What happened, my friend?
What? You know what? I was just going to compliment you on your taste in video games, you idiot. But why do you make fun of me? Because I'm from another country? Maybe it is you. Maybe you go like, oh, hello, sir. My name is James. How may I help you? What about if I did that? Huh? What if I went, oh, Rich, thank you very much for the spoiler. Let me tell you all what happens in Batman, because I definitely do not want you to be surprised. Oh, my goodness gracious. But anyways, I have to agree with you, man. You have good taste on video games. I just wanted to compliment you on that before you said that.
I know. Thank you, though. But
I
appreciate it. You know, that's good that you have good taste and that you recognize it. That's awesome.
I got to give credit where it's due, man. Video games, especially superhero video games. Heck yeah. I would love to be an Indian Superman, but apparently, you know, the comic book writers in America never thought of that.
Actually, Grant Morrison and Deepak Chopra, of all people, the love guru. Have a com? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the love. No, he doesn't dress up like. No, he doesn't dress up like Mike Myers or anything like that. But no, Deepak and Grant Morrison, the great comic book genius / freak show.
Tupac was dead.
Yeah, but he has a lot of Indian based culture in a line of comics from Richard Branson-funded Virgin Comics line.
So, in other words, Stavin, next time you throw out your insensitive racial epithets, pay attention that these guys are actually sensitive to you. They're making up a background which is sensitive for you. Dude,
I apologize, my friend. You guys are sensitive.
I didn't get all sensitive. I really don't care. Bam is the one that's all sensitive here.
If it's about comic books or video games, I understand. If it's about that show in America, Heroes or something like that, no. I don't know. I'm sorry, my friend talked about how great that show is. I do not get it. It is about some teenagers, and maybe this guy likes to watch the underage teenagers or something, but it's kind of scary. Anyways.
I think not.
I think that's another movie that you're watching there, sir. Be careful. If your mom comes in and watches you watching that stuff, okay? I'm just telling you right now, don't...
yeah, okay.
It
was a good show, man. How dare you? But anyway, one of the main characters is Indian, by the way, so that's good. Very diverse cast. I like that. So.
Oh, very good, very good. I was wondering, may I stay on with you gentlemen tonight while you are talking?
I'm sorry, what was that? I understand that your English is much better than ours, but what?
May I stay in the... What did you just say? Did you call me an idiot? I'm kidding. I was trying to ask if I may stay on the line with you gentlemen tonight.
Yes, you may
sure,
stay
sure.
On the line, all right? So behave. Remember, Bam's here, so I already have romper rooms. So you know, keep it cool, all right? I'm going to turn it over to Bam.
Mr. Noriega, you know I am cool. I will keep it cool, my friend. Do not
you
worry.
What?
My ego is not very timid.
Yo, what up, homie? You from Mumbai. How can you be cool?
I am hip, my friend. Make no mistake.
You're what?
I am hip. I'm trying to incorporate the lingo of your street guys from Compton into my language. It just does not work, though. People stare at me when they come into my store and they go, good day, may I get a Slurpee? And I go, yo, homie, sure, homie. They look at me. Maybe there's a difference. I don't know. Anyways, maybe I should not start taking English slang into my formal language.
But how else do you expect to grow as an individual if you don't try new things there, sir?
Oh, but if you never been to India, we get very much into new things, my friend.
Go ahead and shoot. Tell me, share your knowledge there. What's going on over there in India, my friend?
Did you not see the news on what happened? It was horrible. In Mumbai, there was a massive attack, my friend. But don't worry. I took my trachyderms and I had them squash the infidels that came in, or whatever they're calling them. My elephants.
You're right. I did hear about that. That was very very tragic.
Yes, but my trachyderms are okay.
Okay. Okay,
anyway,
well... Yes, what were you going to say? something else?
I will shut up now so you guys can continue.
Oh, okay.
One more anime, but I will wait.
Oh, hey. Whoa. Okay, thank you, Stavin. Stavin, please, yes. I ran over from the other side of the studio for that. Let me ask you this, Stavin. I know you're going to pack it up right now with the pachyderms, but I want to know, do you have any jokes to tell us, sir? Any nice jokes?
Why did the elephant cross the road?
Why did the elephant cross the road?
Oh, yes. To get to the other side. I'm such a funny guy. That is a classic
idea.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you for sharing. Anyone, you stay on the line there, Stavin. 914-338-0314. If you have any emails, send us an email at radio@noriega.biz. And the claw is itching to tell me something or say something because he keeps giving me the finger.
That would be the index finger.
It's the
what
index
a gesture.
Trying to be specific over here. Well, okay, this is the claw. And kitties out there, it is the time of the year. It is this time of the year in which guys want your toys. Well, actually, let me backtrack on that. Parents, it's this time of the year for you to get stuff for your kids, right? Well, let's see. I am reading a report on MSNBC, and it says, parents' desperate plea, no more ads for toys. Okay, let's see. This is from the Associated Press. In a season that inspires, I'm quoting this from the website. In a season that inspires earnest letters about toys, one notable batch is being sent not by kids to Santa's workshop, but by parents to executive suites of real-world toy makers. So what is their problem? The message, please, in these days of economic angst, cut back on marketing your products directly to our children. And I'm reading along over here, and it says, one of the parents said, unfortunately, I will not be able to purchase many of the toys that my sons have asked for. We simply don't have the money. By bombarding them with advertising, you are placing parents like me in an unenviable position of having to tell our children that we can't afford the toys you promote. Oh, my God. It's so hard to parent. Oh, my God. I have to tell my children that I simply cannot afford the toys and the video games that they want. Oh, my God. It's so hard. Listen, I really don't have to read the entire article on what this message is trying to say, but I mean, I'm not a parent myself, I will say that, but I'm going to say this. If you can't say no to your kids, if you can't learn to say no to your kids, then don't be a parent. Okay? If you haven't had, guys, if you don't have kids yet, and if you are thinking about it, and if you believe that you can't say no to your kids, then don't have kids. Okay? Don't have kids. If you can't say no, just go on.
Claw, I agree with you. That is true. You gotta learn discipline. Fair, but discipline. So that's true. They can't have everything, and you know a lot of kids are spoiled like that, unfortunately.
I was just looking at Roger shaking right there because like his kid was right there looking at him as Sergio was reading this.
Again,
I did. I sold you out. Uh oh. Watch out. All the hitmen are gonna show up to your house now, Claw. Okay. Anyway.
Your house.
Hit in my house, but they know where you live. They don't know who I am.
Need that tactical force, by the way.
Okay, let's not threaten each other. Keep it going.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, yeah. I just I noticed there was a little bit of dare I say fear in Roger's eyes right now.
I was worried about who was in the chat room. That little thing, she's 11, for goodness sake. And besides, I don't know what the problem is. She has everything she wants anyway. I had a lot more than I ever had growing up, so I lived my life for it. But anyway, is she asleep already? Oh, wait a minute. Which fear were you talking about? Giselle or security guard?
No, Giselle.
Oh, I have no fear of that. Oh, there she is making little cat sounds over there.
Okay, we're obviously searching for material, so let's see what we're going to do right now. Oh, yes, Shazam! I searched for material.
Shazam!
Boom! Okay. Oh, Roger, I just wanted to answer the trivia question.
I can use my real name.
Again, I told you it's supposed to be Roger Noriega David. payback, Roger. No, I was going to say...
Before Shazam, remember, everyone, 914-338-0314. This is Noriega.biz Radio, home of the basement dwellers.
Yes. And the website is Noriega.biz, which will have the link to our radio show. I wanted to answer the trivia question, Roger. Who was the first recipient of the Jarvik card?
Shazam?
Yes.
What is the answer?
The answer is Dr. Barney Clark.
Doctor fixing a doctor, go figure. Hey, Gmo, anything else you want to tell us before you go to bed?
No.
Good night. That was Gmo. Anyway, I know that Bam wants to share something else with us because he just keeps rocking back and forth as he's standing up right there. Yes, good night, mija. That was directed at Gmo, not you, Bam.
What's going on there?
Well, hey, funny thing is you answer to it.
I know, I didn't say anything. You looked right at me.
Yeah, you're the one with the smile, though, pal. Anyway, so we're reestablishing some authority right here. So, anyway, I want to know if Mike really would like to share anything with us at this point, because obviously I'm desperate for my co-host to add something to this wonderful evening.
Since we're fishing around for stuff to do, no matter of speaking, I just found a retrospective picture of Roger back in 1991. I'd like to pass it around to our those of you out there, I wish you can see this picture. It's a laugh. So let me pass it around to the others here present.
Oh, man.
Roger, do you have any comments about your 1991 picture?
Mike, first of all, I want to say that wow, interesting. I wish I could scan this online and put it in the chat room. I just love that picture, Roger. That looks good. He has a mustache.
Like, God!
That's cool, Roger.
Any rebuttal?
I don't think we're going to have any. We might have a ton of
Anyway, we have 37 minutes left in the program. Okay, hold on. Bam, on the thing.
Gee, I'm looking for the beer bottle that's supposed to be in your hand during this picture, but I can't find it.
Any rebuttal?
Well, obviously these kids think that they seem to have gotten the best of me, so I'm going to allow them that one.
No, we haven't.
Oh, my God. That is not one of the better pictures I've ever had in my life. So, anyway. Apparently these kids are having a little bit of a joy with my old ID. Thank goodness. Oh, no, I can't take that call. I know that number. Anyway, Lewis, where are you? James, where are you? I need you to put Bam in his place, because if he knew his admirer were here, you know, he'd be cool right now. But anyway, James, if you're listening, call in, 914-338-0314. You can call me on Skype, buddy. Save me. Keep Bam in line. But chances are I'm going to see, you know what? We have someone here on the radio, and I'm trying to get them now. Caller, you are the original caller. You are live on Noriega Radio. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, that's you, caller.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, my friend.
Is there anything you want to share with us?
Yes, there is something. I would like to make a statement just in regard as I was listening to your about the children and the advertising. I have two solutions. One, do not use the TV to babysit your children. I made that mistake. Oh, my goodness. You know, I have like 12 kids. In India, that's nothing, you know, like the average is 15. But, you know, the American kids, they're getting lazy. My goodness. When my son turned 11, I made him get a job as a rickshaw driver. He made like 50 rupees
dude.
A day.
homie. That is evil. Did you know there's only one city in India? I should be the one to tell you this. There's only one city that allows rickshaws. And you made your 11-year-old become a rickshaw driver? How tall is he? Is he more than 5'9"?
He's taller than Arnold. I tell you that.
Okay, well, then I guess there's good horsepower there. Claw's dying to say something.
Well, I was going to say, 11 years old to do labor work, you know, let alone rickshaws. I mean, don't you think your kid should be focusing in school right now?
He's in India. He's a genius. He's like a computer programmer now. He makes $15 an hour, which in India is like $200,000 a year. Okay, it's more like $60,000.
At 11? At 11?
No, no, no. This was in the past. I was talking in past tense. I made him get a job.
Oh, you're talking about your friends?
No, he's talking about your
11-year-old
son.
My 11-year-old son, he's older now.
Okay, Savin, do you have any, and I use this term loosely, some dirty pachyderm jokes for us?
I think I told you my only joke, my friend.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
I know, and yet you keep repeating it, so you're right, yes. All right, so I'm going to ask anyone, if you have any calls, by all means, if you have any jokes, give us a call, 914-338-0314. If there are any in the chat room, please, anyone, let's start off with the jokes, because I don't want to do the shout-outs, the evil shout-outs. We still have a little bit of time left, and I want to go ahead and have some of the good stuff come up first. I think Gmo is dying to tell me something, even though I told her it was time to go to bed.
Exactly. It's when the show's over. Well, I have one joke.
Such defiance. You go ahead and
run
tell
in the family.
Joke. I forgot you were still there. Yeah, all right. Hold on. Yeah.
I think you already heard it, but what's between broccoli and boogers?
What? Between broccoli and boogers?
Kids won't eat broccoli.
Okay. Hold on. What's the difference between broccoli and boogers? Shazam said, or he asked, what? And Gmo said, kids won't eat. What? Or they will eat broccoli. Okay, they obviously don't like that joke. Okay, well, that was good, Gmo. I get it. It was very funny. Oh, my God, Stavin, go
for you,
ahead.
My friend.
All right,
okay.
Stavin, go ahead. What do you want?
What weighs 5,000 pounds and wears glasses slippers?
Would you repeat that again, Stavin? Because I have romper room in full. All right, hold on a minute. My co-host, please, let's listen up. What was that again, Stavin?
What weighs 5,000 pounds? I'm converting that to the metric system for you and wears glass slippers. Glass, excuse me, did I say glass? Oh man, I am failing in my English.
Okay, Stavin, just give us the answer.
Cinder elephant. Oh my goodness gracious, I am so funny.
Yeah, you know what, Stavin, you really are funny. Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, I don't know if Shazam has another joke to tell us. Does he have one right now? I know he had one for last week, because I know Bam
come
does.
Back to me. I'll
come back to you? I'm not coming back to you, pal.
All right.
Okay, I think I might be able to beat the great Stavin joke right here. Okay?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a classic, okay? Some of you guys might have heard this already. Forgive me. All right. What does Superman use to dry off?
Oh, this is good.
Hold on.
What does Superman use to dry off?
Anyone in the chat room, give us the answer. What does Superman use to dry off?
I know.
So, Gmo, do you have an answer?
Lois Lane.
The sun.
Okay, the sun. Stavin, what's your answer?
Lois Lane.
All right. Do we have an answer in the chat room?
I know it, but I'm gonna let him give you the punchline.
All right, here it goes. Are you ready out there? The question was, what does Superman use to dry off with? Oh, God. Here it is. He uses a towel. Oh!
Okay,
you know what?
That is a terribly hard hardcore joke. I get it. You know what? That is funny, Bam. I swear to God, Bam, you are not getting this microphone again. That is fine. And how is that for L-A-O? No. Okay. Bam, that was creative. That was funny. That was good. Okay. So we are now at 30 minutes. And if I keep mentioning the time, you know we are hurting because we are Noriega Radio, home of the cellar dwellers or the basement dwellers.
I am more of an attic person, my friend.
Yeah. Okay, Stavin. So,
anyone in the chat room,
Oh, my goodness. Stavin, what's your bedtime over there, or what's your wake-up time? What time is it over in Mumbai?
It's just about the 15 hours difference. No, I'm thinking of Europe. It is what, about 18 hours difference from where you are. But
okay, so do the math. It is 9 p.m. Pacific time.
My friend, look at the 7-Eleven over here. I do not know math if I am working at the 7-Eleven.
Okay, Stavin, I appreciate it. You know what? Why don't you just make good and stay on the line right now, okay?
All right, yeah, man.
Still, whatever.
Have you heard the new album by The Killers? It's called The Day and Age.
No. Anyway, Shazam, you want to continue with your... Okay, hold on. Bam, what's
I just got to ask you, Stavin, are you human or are you denser?
It's actually denser.
I think you got it, yeah. Yeah, I think you got it. All right, to them.
Yes, sir. Well, give me some love here. Finish your report. I think I actually did finish it. I think that's all I had to say. But I do have a joke. Corny one, but hey, what the heck. Oh, no, actually, I got a better one. Here we go. What does Star Trek and toilet paper have in common?
Michael Eisner poops on both of them?
Oh, that's actually very funny.
I have a rant.
Okay, hold on, Mr. Rant. Okay, I think they both clean up with Klingons.
Yeah, they both go around Uranus looking for Klingons.
Yeah,
so you're very funny. That beat Bam's joke 100-fold.
You know what, and I'm getting worried because I think Bam has a rant. Dude, the World Series is over, buddy. Leave the umpires alone. Leave the refs alone. Okay, here we go. Here we go, Bam.
All right. Now, knowing that Eisner screwed up Disney and, you know, took away the e-tickets and did all that monstrous stuff to everyone's favorite park, now he was, like, the head figure responsible for the choices that Topps did in the whole WizKids HeroClix debacle. And so, I think I'm going to have to not one, but two properties in his lifetime. I would say more, but I was warned not to. But yeah, if I could make the sound of a toilet flushing with my mouth, I would. Yeah, it's kind of like, plop, 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 blub, blub, blub. Kind of something like that.
Yeah, I'll see if I can make up a sound next time, and I'll just use my digital recorder, go to the sanitario, as they say in Spanish, just go over there and record it. Or lavatorio.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
All right, I got me a joke here. Since I work at a school, I hear a lot of jokes. I'll keep it fairly
keep
clean.
It clean, dude. Keep it clean.
All right. Here we go. What did the math book say to the student?
I know what's
Why are you in remedial math?
One more time. What did the math book say to the student?
Why are you in remedial mathematics?
No. Boy, I have a lot of problems.
And guess who laughed? Gmo. That was good. All right. Well, I think Shazam has another one for us.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Okay, I have a blonde joke for you.
Okay.
Roger, you dyed your hair? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, when you
the joke, man.
Okay. When you did. Oh, okay. Okay, Mike. I'm going to cough.
We had a good joke right there because when Shazam said, I have a blonde joke, I stood up and then they said, oh, you dyed your hair blonde? I removed my cap. There was no hair. And then, of course, then Mike said, hey, if he misses his hair, just have him check the photo.
Okay, I have a quick blonde joke and then a moderate and left one, but it won't be too long. What do you call a blonde who dyes her hair? Artificial intelligence.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. A blonde couple. Okay, three couples go out one night. A Russian couple, a brunette couple. They're American, and a blonde couple is American. So they're going out to a restaurant, and they're just having a few drinks, and they get to talking, and the Russian wife stands up, and she says, you know what, you Americans think you were first at everything. Well, we were the first ones in space. And then the brunette wife stands up, and she goes, oh, yeah, well, that's true, but we were the first ones on the moon. And then they look at each other like, okay. So, you know, a few minutes later, the blonde wife stands up, and she goes, oh, yeah, well, we're going to be the first ones on the sun. And everyone starts laughing, including her husband. And he goes, what are you talking about? You can't go to the sun. It's too hot. She goes, you think we're dumb? We're going to go at night.
Oh, my goodness. That was good.
That was a good one.
That was very good. All right, I got it. Hey, Gmo, do
you have a joke? It's true.
Stavin, what was that?
I said it's funny because it's true.
It's true. Okay, that's good. Hey, Gmo has a joke, so let's see. Since it's bastard bedtime, it better be good.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, my dad got fooled in this one in the car. It's a knock-knock joke. I think you already know.
All right, pull it on these
puns. All right,
go ahead.
Okay, I'll do it on
Shazam. No, wait, try.
Oh,
Shazam?
Go ahead,
that's a joke.
Okay, it's a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock. Knock-knock.
Just
knock. Knock-knock. Knock-knock. You're supposed to say knock-knock cool.
okay. Yeah, here we go. Now Shazam's going to give us a knock-knock joke. Okay, I'll have this knock-knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo?
Roger, you don't have to cry. It's only a joke.
I'm crying because this program does not end. Oh, my goodness. That is good. All right, Bam. Great recovery. That was a great recovery. All right, obviously, we're having a good time right here. Why don't you go ahead and join in the fun. Stavin, do you have another one for us? Do you have another pachydermy joke, my brother?
Yes, I do, my friend.
Well, why don't you knock us dead with your pachydermy jokes? Or just give us some love.
How do you make instant elephant?
How do you make an infant elephant?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Open the package, add water, and run. Like Vishnu Tototu.
Pretty good. Okay, that was good. All right, I have to admit, that was good. So, anyway, everything is good. I don't know if Mike wants to share some more with us over here. You want to go ahead and give it a shot? Because I'm looking for some more jokes, because I can't find any of my jokes right now. I'm just depressed by that because I just cannot seem to find any right now. So obviously I'm reaching. Stavin, you want to help me out here?
What's the difference between eating an elephant or peanut butter?
What's the difference between eating an elephant and or peanut butter? Let me see. I don't know, Stavin. What's the difference?
Elephant doesn't stick to the roof of your mouth when you try to bite it.
Oh, that was
my
good. My
gosh, would kill me for that one.
That's fine. We're going to have to make sure that Zuri takes care of business. Anyway, Mr. Stavin, here's one for you.
Why are you making fun of me?
Stavin, behave. Okay, here's a joke for you. Let's see if the guys like it. Marriage is a matter of give and take, but so far I haven't been able to find anybody who'll take what I have to give. That's what Cass Daly said. That was one. Okay, I may have another one right now. Let me see what this one is. Oh, man, that's not a joke, because I was actually told this one time. Statisticians are liars who are good with math. Let me see.
Yeah, didn't that Elmer Fudge tell you that? Or was that?
All right, well, you know what? They say people graduate in the world from hard knocks and life and everything, and we're going to have a surprise announcement from Bam shortly. But here's another daily joke. If I hadn't been a woman, I'd have been a drag queen, so says Dolly Parton.
I thought she was dead.
No, she's not. Okay, here's another one. I've been waiting to tell this one. What do ghosts hunt with? Gmo says they're scare. Anyone else have an answer? What do ghosts hunt with, Stavin?
Ghostbusters.
That's funny, but no.
I learned that movie, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Boo and
one
arrow.
One of the ghost wings.
Anyway, there it is. Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Shazam. Go for it.
How does a blonde catch a fish? Or how does a blonde kill a fish? She drowns it.
Okay.
You're such a silly man.
Yeah, okay. All right, now here's the thing. Giselle, I need a glass of water. Would you please go get me a glass of water? Okay, go get it. Go. Just go get it. Hurry up. Okay, blonde and a brunette see a guy with dandruff. Brunette says, we should give him some head and shoulders. Blonde says, how do you give shoulders?
All right. There are five monkeys. There are five monkeys on a horse. One monkey falls down. How many are left? Zero. See, monkey do.
All right. That was good. I think I have another one here.
Mr. Nordic, I have a riddle for you.
Stop it. Hold on. All men are afraid of eyelash curlers. I sleep with one under my pillow instead of a gun. So says Rita Rudner. Go, Stavin. Tell me. Give me some love.
Okay, here's a riddle for you. How could the 22nd and 24th U.S. president have the same parents but weren't brothers?
Okay, you know, Stavin, I didn't get that. Will you get your American brother on the phone and ask us a question, please?
I will not do that. Hold on. Let me get in my AOL. Okay, this is John. How could the 22nd and 24th U.S. president have the same parents but weren't brothers?
Well, I didn't hear that.
Okay, this is something about how is it the 42nd and 40...
Okay, let me work harder too. I have to get in my AOL tone. Come on, stop it. You can do it.
Did you hear him?
You can do it. Hello.
Please.
How could the 22nd and 24th U.S. presidents have the same parents, but were not brothers? That's as best as I could do, my friend.
Because the 22nd, 24th president was Grover Cleveland, who was the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms.
You are right, my friend.
So what was the joke?
That was a riddle.
Oh, it was a riddle. Okay, here's one. Money can't buy you happiness, but it does bring you a more pleasant form of misery. Spike Mulligan.
That is true. Oh, my God, my wife is staring at me. She heard that one.
Okay, here's another one for you. We need a 12-step group for We need a 12-step group for compulsive talkers. They could call it on Anon from Paula Poundstone. Anyway.
This is an old joke. Why did the Clippers sign Saddam Hussein? Because he can shoot over Jordan.
All right, here's another one of my jokes that I'm on the roll with. All right, there are 10 fish in a pond. 5 of them drown. How much are left?
Fish don't drown, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. Here we go, here's another one.
Oh, God, why did I get this one? Okay, I'm going to pay for it the minute I say it. I was so ugly when I was born, the doctor slapped my mother. So says Henry Youngman. Yeah, that one is bad. Here we go.
Oh, there's another snap like that. He goes, you're so ugly, your mother fed you with a slingshot.
Oh.
Here we go. None of more of my corny jokes here. There was a group of tourists. They're coming from Las Vegas, Nevada, into California. And the bus happened to fall over the cliff. They were all recovered, except they didn't know what to do with the survivors. Where do they bury the survivors? On the California side or the Nevada side?
I think it's you don't bury survivors.
You don't drown fish, and you don't bury survivors. But, Mike, this one's for you. Seize the moment. Remember all those women on the Titanic who waved off the dessert cart? So says Irma Bombeck.
Okay, I have a riddle now, Mr. Caller. Here we go.
Hold on, my friend.
Good day.
Is that your phone?
This is John from HP Hewlett Packard. May I help you? Sir, why are you calling me about an apple? You are a buffoon.
I'm sorry, my friend. Customer service calls.
Sir, could you hang up because we're on the air here? Can you take care of that later?
I'm sorry,
okay.
This is my second job.
Okay.
I worked
that's
for
all right.
AOL and you did back to. If you people
I'm sure
you guys are not outsourcing jobs.
Okay. I'm trying to remember okay, here we go. Here's my riddle. Okay. Here we go. You're in a room, okay? There's no windows. There's a ceiling. Just a square room. There's a solid locked door with a keyhole, okay? So, like I said, I'll repeat that again because I think my mouth was away from the mic. You're in a room. You're in a room. Ceiling, no windows, a door, solid locked door with a keyhole. Now, in the room, you have a piano and a bat and ball. How do you get out? Anybody know? You want to repeat it? I will. Okay, what?
Get the ball, put it in the peanut on the baseball, and then roll it to the door.
Oh, how's that going to work? The door is very strong. Wouldn't work. Anybody? Okay, I'll tell you. Anybody? You all give up? Everybody give up? Caller, do you have any idea?
I have no clue.
Okay. You take a piano key, you open the door. Or you take the bat and ball, go 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here every Tuesday. Try the fish. I'm here every Tuesday. Thank you.
Okay, I'm giving you a tip, brother. Sit your butt down. Okay. All right. Well, obviously we're hurting over here, and any joke is good. Oh, I'm getting a newsflash somewhere. What's going on? Oh, you know what? Hold on a minute. We're getting a newsflash on our comedy night. I hope to God it's good.
No, it's not good, unfortunately. I got to give this credit to Mike. It says that Esteban Nunez and three others were arrested for murder and assault. Esteban Nunez is the son of the former California Speaker Fabian Nunez. So you got the politician's son in danger. So we don't know what's happening right now. Go to abc7.com for more information on that. Do you know Fabian Nunez, Roger?
I know the woman he had an affair with.
Okay. Ooh, triangle there.
As a matter of fact, a very same one that messed around with Antonio too. But anyway, okay. You know what? Same one, Mirthala. We all know her, and I don't mean that.
There's another one of my jokes. Totally different side of the game here. Excuse me, one sec. Okay. Here's a riddle, yeah. Here's a riddle for you guys. What goes in and out of town?
A long
my
distance
mother-in-law.
Bus. that was good, Stavin.
The roads.
I was close. I said the bus. Okay, you know what? We have another newsflash because Bam has it for us, so here we go. Live to Bam.
Don't pull, buddy. Talking about the mic.
Okay. Anyway, Amazon.com is still offering a big sale on their DVDs.
Wait, how much are they paying us for this? Remember? How much is our percentage?
I know, but we actually do have a big box on our DVD.
You're right. Okay, go ahead with that after.
Yeah, so. Anyway, our sponsors, the great Amazon.com, who Roger just, like, basically tried to, you know, I don't know. Anyways, we forgive Roger here at Amazon.com. Yeah, anyways.
Speak for yourself, man.
Anyways.
Can you use me on Amazon?
You want Amazon? Oh, come on. Hey, we'll hook you up with one. Don't worry, Stavin. Come on down. Well, they're all
don't
they're
get
all
the ones with the extremities.
Anyways, there is a sale that's still going on. They have a massive DVD and Blu-ray sale. They've got certain movies. What do you mean, what? Mr. Stavin, no?
Women at the shop. They might have DVDs.
What are the movies? Let me see. I remember there was like a Indiana Jones was on sale. They had a shipment that was on sale for like $15. Now it's gone up to $22. But they have some other movies that I did get to take a look at. The Aviator was cut down to $15 on Blu-ray. I bought Iron Man for like $9 and on the regular format. So yeah, there's 3 hours left in that sale. So if you want to go and get a good deal, go through our Noriega.biz site, and yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, we make a penny off every 1,000 you spend.
Yay!
Ooh, in India, you could buy yourself a steak dinner with that penny. Of course,
that's
it won't be cow, but you know.
Okay. Anyway, Stavin, I want you to stay on the line right now because we only have a few minutes left. I want to go over some things that have been going on, and I want to remind everyone that next week we're going to have the production crew and staff of the web program Star Trek The Romulan Wars. We're also going to have one of the writers from Star Trek Mission of Mercy who is associated with Star Trek The Romulan Wars. We're looking to have the people from Mission of Mercy with us on another program. We haven't set that one up just yet, but we're looking to get that one done very soon. A reminder that on January 13th, we're going to have the crew of the USS Lexington with us. Again, we're looking to have an exciting, exciting interview and program with everyone. You've all heard what's on the calendar, and again, Natalie Vartanian, the life coach, will be with us on January 20th. And a little bit further down the road, on January 31st, we're going to have a Super Bowl special. It's a Saturday with Sportsize, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. That's what we're going to have on that day. And remember, don't forget to catch GMO Radio at 12 o'clock noon every Saturday, and that's Pacific time. All these times are Pacific time. Few people on the East Coast think I'm mentioning East time. Oh, man. Just keep listening. So anyway, we're off to – Stavin, are you all right?
I am dying. I'm kidding.
Okay, anyway,
but I am sick.
Okay, Stavin, hang up, okay? I don't want to hear you die. Pachyderm dying, I understand. It makes a lot of noise.
Oh, that would, if I were to really die, the pachyderm would sit on me. I am smarter than that. I keep him in my neighbor's house. Idiot. I'm talking about my neighbor, by the way.
I hope I heard what I heard correctly. Stavin, listen up. We also have a surprise guest. Josh Luna of Dark Prophet Films will be joining us on December 9th. I say this one to the very end for the poor souls or whatever that are still with us. He has just finished filming a movie, and he's going to be talking about his movie with us on December 9th. It's a special treat for everyone. We're going to have a few video clips and possibly even, I'm sorry, we're going to have a few sound clips and possibly even a few video clips on our channel at YouTube. You all know Noriega.biz has a YouTube station. It's Noriega.biz, and that's it. There's nothing on it, so I don't even bother to go right now. You can book it. Nothing there. As you all know, we're going to be filming some commercials, a la the SportsCenter commercials, very soon. We're looking to do that the week of the 13th and the 14th. Two of the six scripts are already ready to go, so if you are interested in being in these commercials, we'd be more than happy to set up the casting couch. We'd be more than happy to set up the interview process. By all means, send us an email at radio@noriega.biz. And I think that's it for the calendar that's coming up. You know, next week, Gus Nicol, financial planner, will be joining us on the 16th. I said next week. I apologize. On the 23rd, we're going to have the Community Association of the Blind with us. And once again, Bam is going to be leading us in our year-end show where we talk comics, anime, superheroes, and a lot of good stuff. It's possible our program may be 2 hours, but as of right now, it's just going to be an hour and a half. Just join us. I'm sure Bam wants more talk time and mic time, so it's all right. I'll maybe convince him by taking Mike out, and he'll make up the other 30 minutes.
Mic time, there you go.
Anyway, so once again, we have a lot of stuff coming up, lots of stuff on our program, and this is directed to everyone out there. If you guys want to give us a call, our number again is 914-338-0314, and we're going to be finishing up in the next 5 minutes with hopefully a few more jokes from our staff right here. Stavin, did you hear about the misdemeanor conviction in the MySpace case where a Missouri mother, basically it's this,
A Missouri mother is on trial in a landmark cyberbullying case, was convicted Wednesday of only three minor offenses for her role in a mean-spirited internet hoax that apparently drove a 13-year-old girl to suicide. The federal jury could not reach a verdict on the main charge against the 49-year-old Lori Drew, which was conspiracy, and rejected three other felony counts of accessing computers without authorization to inflict emotional harm. Hello, people! There are laws! You can't do that! Remember that. You cannot intend to inflict emotional harm. But anyway, instead the panel found Drew guilty of three misdemeanor offenses of accessing computers without authorization. Each count is punishable by up to a year in prison and a $100,000 fine. What's the fine if you shoot someone? There is no fine.
In India,
there is no fine. Get this, guys. There is no fine if you shoot someone. But there is a fine if you access a computer without authorization. It's a $100,000 fine. Go figure. I guess our human life isn't worth anything.
Did you say she was from Missouri?
Oh, God, yes. Yes, she's from Missouri.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear. From my understanding, that's not the real state. Some crazy person told me about that.
And it did vote Republican, or as my daughter would probably say, oh, you mean it went Trade Federation this year? No, sweetheart, no. It went Republican, but it's okay. It's all right. It's all good. Yeah, I know. So my call out is to this woman who helped out her daughter terrorize another 13-year-old. You lucked out. Stavin, listen, okay? My thing to that woman is you lucked out. You got nailed for misdemeanors. You should have gone to jail. What kind of example are you putting on everyone by you assisting your daughter to terrorize a 13-year-old? I can't even say for shame, because for shame is for someone who makes a mistake. You are a total idiot. You took the life. You helped a poor 13-year-old girl who was insecure take her own life. You know what?
What is the purpose?
Stavin, I knew you were going to screw around.
I'm not screwing around. I don't see the point in her doing that. She should go to jail.
Yeah, well, she's not going to go to jail. You know what? It's done. It is done. It is done. It is done. And it's a shame. You know what? I hope she enjoys the rest of her life. She shouldn't be allowed access to computers. Claude, do you have any final thoughts in our last few minutes?
No, not much to say at this moment.
You the man, Claw. I always depend on you.
Mike, yes, so
Next.
That was good, Mike. I appreciate the facial no, knowing that we're on a radio show. Anyway.
Bam.
Okay, he wants to let Bam go first. So, okay.
Yeah, I would give that lady the golden toilet, but, you know, the golden toilet is too good for her. I think that that she's scum, and I gotta agree with Raj.
She deserves an orange chicken.
Oh.
Oh. Orange chicken. Orange chicken. We need MSG delivery. We need a delivery of orange chicken.
Oh goodness.
Whoa, burn.
Like I said, go to your local comic book store, your local gaming store, and go support the Calling All Clicks event.
Yes.
This is from the Friday, December the 5th, to the Sunday, December the 7th. Go contact your comic book store for more details. 90 seconds. Oh, no.
I just want to say thanks, everyone, for listening. I don't know if we mentioned this, but I forgot to, but this is our 10th show today. So, wow, I can't believe we've hit the 10 mark already, but pretty fast. But, yeah, thanks for all joining us in the chat room and listening.
Shazam, I wanted to say to you that it's actually our 12th show if we consider the two practice sessions that we have.
That's only 10. So.
Yeah, I know. They were like that. I can hear my computer in my little ear saying 60 seconds. So, Gmo, is there anything you want to say?
Well, I only have a last minute a joke.
Okay.
Why can a cat catch a mouse?
Why?
Because humans are more clumsy at catching it.
Stavin, any final words? You got 40 seconds, brother.
I just want to say, are they going to wear pointed ears next week? And I'm sorry, I could not help myself. I am so excited. Robbie Lynch rules.
I regretted that one, Stavin. Thanks for sharing. All right, here we are. I'm getting a final last-minute joke. Is this Termination?
No. Hurry up.
Go catch the Terminator. It's on Monday nights at 8 p.m. It's killer. Go catch the latest episode on Fox.com.
Okay, in other words, check out Summer Glow. That's what Bam's hoping for, so we can get the Nielsen ratings up. We love you all. Thanks. Good night from Noriega.biz Radio.